Is the slaughter of Ezekiel 9 literal? Question number 25. The Shepherd's Rod teaches that the slaughter of Ezekiel 9 is literal. Could it not be a destruction such as is caused by so-called acts of God to earthquakes, famines, pestilences, the seven last plagues, or the like? Answer. The five agents that destroy the wicked in the church are not forces of nature but men with slaughter weapons in their hands. They are supernatural beings, not natural elements. Hence they cannot fittingly represent earthquakes, famines, or the like. Neither can they be the seven angels with the seven last plagues, for these angels are seven in number, not five. Furthermore, they do not have slaughter weapons in their hands, but vials. Still further, the plagues fall in Babylon, Revelation 18 verse 4, whereas the slaughter of Ezekiel 9 takes place in Judah and Israel, Ezekiel 9 verse 9. Ezekiel 9, whether literal or figurative, affects a separation between the good and the bad, the tares and the wheat, in the church Judah and Israel, just as the plagues finally do in Babylon, Revelation 18 verse 4. And as the plagues are literal, then how can the slaughter be any less literal? The angel with the writer's ink horn is to place a mark upon the foreheads of all who sigh and cry for the abominations, then the destroying angels are to slay both old and young, Ezekiel 9 verses 4 to 6. The church, the Lord's sanctuary, is the first to feel the stoke of the wrath of God. The ancient men, those to whom God had given great light, and who had stood as guardians of the spiritual interests of the people, had betrayed their trust. They had taken the position that we need not look for miracles and the marked manifestations of God's power as in former days. Times have changed. These words strengthen their unbelief, and they say, "The Lord will not do good, neither will He do evil. He is too merciful to visit His people in judgment." Thus peace and safety is the cry from men who will never again lift up their voice like a trumpet to show God's people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. These dumb dogs, that would not bark, are the ones who feel the just vengeance of an offended God. Men, maidens, and little children, all perished together. To Testimonies, Volume 5, page 211. As in the Great Controversy, page 656, only an indirect parallel can be drawn between the slaughter of Ezekiel 9 and the falling of the plagues, because a common end death befalls both the wicked in the church of Laodicea and the wicked in the churches of Babylon. And only those who say, "We need not look for miracles and the marked manifestation of God's power as in former days," think the slaughter is not literal.